Welcome to Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, a podcast for women in midlife and beyond. At Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, we talk about everything and anything to do with midlife. My name is Colleen.
My name is Bridget.
And today we have a really fun guest on. It is Jeannie Ralston. She's the co-founder of Next Tribe, which is an online magazine for women over 45. She calls it the voice of the smart and bold women of over 45. So we talk about the magazine. We talk about some retreats, not really retreats, but trips that she plans with a small group of women of our demographic to explore different cities around the country, where she kind of goes into the lifestyle and gets to know the people that live there, as opposed to just checking out the monuments and the museums. Not that that's a bad thing, but
I thought that was so cool. I mean, what she does just sounded really incredible, and it makes me miss travel even more every time I talk
right,
to these
exactly.
people.
Every time we talk to somebody who does traveling, I'm like, can I come?
Oh, I want to see that, you know. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
But they talk about the mind, the body connection, purpose, travel. It is a membership for the magazine where you get discounts, so it pays for itself within like the first trip. She also talks about creating community. She did a few virtual events. I was at one, which was so much fun, where she has, you know, like-minded women of our demographic. What I really think is interesting and unique about Jeannie Ralston and Next Tribe is that she is trying to promote business for women in midlife and beyond. So she has a short story contest. She did a contest last year where women promoted books for HarperCollins, the VP of HarperCollins. And this is something that you can actually get paid for.
Right.
There's a small stipend for women who pick a certain city that she will take people to visit. So it's not just let's connect as a community, which is wonderful in and of itself, but she's also offering monetary compensation for different things for women who want to pivot in midlife, which is a unique thing to do. I don't think that we have really spoken to many people
right,
getting the word out for women who are writers, who are, you know, in film and television. And so,
I love how she just said, you know, she had done so much freelance work that, you know, she knows the importance of being paid for the work you do. It seems like a lot of creative people are in the creative industry. They get told, well, you can use this for the experience. I know I heard that in acting so many times.
It could go on your resume.
Oh, so many times. And I think it's time, you know, and these are people, I know that they don't have a lot of money, you know, some of these independent films, right, but you need to pay people for their work. You know, you
absolutely
just need to pay people for their work.
And I think that Jeannie understands that, and she's trying
she
to promote
does
that. So here we go with Jeannie. We'll talk to you after the interview. Welcome back, everybody, to Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. Today, we have a great guest on, Jeannie Ralston, who is the co-founder of Next Tribe. Welcome, Jeannie.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Well, we are thrilled to have this conversation with you. So can you explain, we're going to just start out by saying, what is Next Tribe?
Next Tribe is a digital magazine and community for smart, engaged women over 45. And our mission is to inform, promote, and connect women in this age group. And we do that through great articles on our website, through live events and now virtual events during COVID. And one of our big things is travel, and we're just starting planning our trips again for the fall. And we do workshops where we give women access to decision makers in the arts and in business. So we are really trying our best to help women in this age group make their dreams come true, you know, like not just say, oh, it's time to reinvent, you can reinvent, but actually help them with the tools and the access they need to make this chapter the best ever.
How did you guys get started with this? What sparked the conversation to get Next Tribe started?
My background is in magazine journalism. So I've lived in New York and written for lots and lots of magazines, from National Geographic to Allure. I was a contributing editor at Allure for years, and I've written for the New York Times and Life magazine, blah, blah, blah. So I have this long background in that. So I thought, well, with my background, I guess I could do it myself. And so I actually started it myself, and with my help of my a friend, with all my contacts in the magazine world and everything, I was able to get lots of great writers writing for me. One thing I love about being this age is you've met so many people, you know so many people. And so I would go just remember all the people I'd worked with in the past or knew and called upon them, and started with 13 articles, and I've written about 2/3 of them. I mean, that's my, because I'm a writer, I could write them and I knew how to research. And so I wrote those in advance, and we started with that. And I also, to be honest, I was very lucky because my friend, who my co-founder, had some finances that she could help me with, so I could pay writers and I could, you know, pay somebody to help with marketing and design. But, you know, nothing, it was way different than I ever expected, because a digital magazine, yes, the barrier to startup is much lower than doing a print magazine, but there's so much involved with being in the digital world. And we had an event last night with three really great career experts, and one of them said, anything worth doing is worth overdoing. And I guess that means if you really, if it's really important to you, it's worth that heartache, worth the you know, putting in that extra effort. And there is a lot of effort in recreating yourself or starting something new. And but the rewards, I mean, even at this point, or even, well, I'd say last year when I thought, okay, COVID's going to be the end of us, and Next Tribe is just, I don't know how we're going to go on. But even at that point, I thought it's been so worth it. Even if it were to go away, it would be so worth it.
Right. So let's get into what the magazine has been up to and what you've been up to recently. So right now, the magazine is doing a short story essay contest. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So it's short fiction. So and at some point we might have an essay contest, but you know, this one is for you know, fiction, imagination.
Okay.
I think it's important that I give as many opportunities to women in this age group as possible. And so that the short story contest is one thing we've done. I've also done these workshops where I had one in last fall that was with Marta Kaufman, who's the co-creator of Friends and Grace and Frankie. And she came to me through a mutual friend and said, you know, I would love to help out. Can I do something? And we were thinking, I was thinking about all these women who might have great ideas for, you know, TV or film or screen and have no outlet, no access. So, you know, people are telling you to, it's a great time to reinvent yourself, but if you don't have the access you need, you can hit this huge dead end. So I put out the word. We had an event where we opened it to everyone, and we got 96 applications where they had to sort of tell their idea and give some info on their writing background. They didn't have to be a professional writer, just had to, you know, be able to string some words together. And we picked 12 women, and then they got to sit and work virtually with Marta Kaufman on what makes a great story, and what she needs, what she looks for in TV series. And then a week later, they actually pitched their ideas to her. So they pitched their ideas. She gave them feedback. They have her email. They're in contact with her. So who knows? We might be seeing a story that's from a woman in this age group on TV at some point. And some point soon. And the thing is, she's interested in other voices. She's excited to hear from people who don't always get their stories out there. I want to do something with a film producer. I have been in touch with somebody I know who's got a production deal with a studio. And then I also want to get a business workshop for entrepreneurs, and then get certain number of the women who go through the workshop in front of investors, where they're people who actually have checks to write. So the idea is to get women use what people I know or other Next Tribe members know to get access for these women?
All of us are just absolutely itching to travel again. So I know you have some trips in the fall planned for Next Tribe women or friends of Next Tribe women. Why don't you talk a little bit about some of those?
I started doing these trips, and the first one was to San Miguel de Allende in Mexico, which is a really fabulous town. And I used to live there. I lived there 4 years. And so I kind of knew it, like, you know, that's a complete insider. And so I brought women down for Day of the Dead Festival, which, even though it's said Day of the Dead, it sounds spooky, whatever, it's really life-affirming and cathartic. And it was such a success that I did a beach retreat at this yoga and kind of writing photography retreat on the beach. And that's been so successful. So we've done those two every year, except, you know, COVID years. But they're on the schedule again. Our San Miguel trip just sold out for 2021. But I've added one for Santa Fe and also for the Big Bend, Marfa area of Texas. Marfa, Texas is what I call the most remote international art center, because it's a huge art center with this major artist who established himself there. But you're in the middle of the desert, you know, Big Bend National Park area. And so it's a hard place to get around, but I've been there many times and know how to work it. So I'm doing a trip there. So the idea and the great thing about these trips is the women who go on these trips, even women who come and they don't know anybody, it's such a beautiful bonding experience, like almost instantly. I'm always amazed, but it's really because it's like-minded women who are eager to explore, who are game, who are, you know, they have that same sensibility of like, yeah, let's try it. Let's see. Let's not be wallflowers. Let's go out in the world and really do something exciting. And so there's this great camaraderie that develops there.
How many people are on a trip? Does it depend on where you go as to how many can come? Okay.
Usually I keep it around 12. So that's a pretty nice magic number. Our beach retreat, we have about 20 to 21 there, because we're staying at one place. We're not moving around. And so that's easier. If we're moving around a lot, and it's hard sometimes to do more than 12. Mm-hmm. I found
that's really intimate. I mean, it sounds you get to know the people really well then.
So, you know, you start out, if people are strangers, you know, that lasts for like a day. And by the end of the trip, everybody's on a text and they've got a text thread. I love you. I miss you.
Sending pictures. Yeah. Yeah.
And we have people who do, a lot of people who do repeat, you know, they, from one trip to the other, or just come back every year for that, like our beach retreat. That we have a core group that comes every year, which is different, because it's such a that trip in particular I love, because it's like freedom to play again. Mm-hmm. You know, the idea of like when you were young and you just went over to someone's house and let's play. Look, what that beach retreat is that feeling again of being that, where it's just let's go play.
Yeah, you don't have the worries of watching out for your children or whatever. Yes, that's wonderful. That is.
It also made me think when you said you get to play again, one of the terms that stuck out on your website is midlife is like a shaken etch-a-sketch, and we get to create it again. So that's a great visual.
Yeah.
That really kind of stood out for me. And it sounds like on your trips, that's also kind of creating a new community. And community is really, really important for you.
Yes.
We are always talking about how the community, this demographic, is just a blank page that needs to be written, and that we are stronger together. And I think as we interview women, and I think, Bridget, you would agree, we all seem to have that same idea that we are stronger together, that we need to build a community of women who feel less alone, that this is not an, you know, because this can be an isolating time, but it shouldn't be. It should be a time of new discovery. So can you talk a little bit about community and why you feel it is so important in Next Tribe?
Well, so when we first started it, we focused on the articles, but we're based in Austin, and we quickly got the message that women that we knew in Austin wanted to gather. So we started doing these small like happy hours and then book bringing authors for book events and things like that. And the idea is to, it was a kind of beta testing an idea I have. I mean, my eventual goal, and who knows if I get, will get there because COVID squashed it completely, but having Next Tribe membership groups in different cities so that people can, you know, it's beyond your social, we're not used to having our social life on completely on our screen. So I wanted to help make the opportunity for people to gather more in public because it is such an important thing. And, you know, we did a story early on. It's going and aging, getting older without a good social network is as bad for you as smoking a pack a day or something. There was an article that, you know, the writer quoted that. And I believe it because it really does fuel your soul is to have that support as you go through this time of life. But the important thing is that it is a time of transition. So a lot of people feel like their social circles are getting smaller. And I think that's because maybe of retirement or divorce or empty nest where you used to be friends with the mothers of your friends, your kids' mm-hmm. friends. Some that starts to shrink, or you just find that we've seen a lot of this, that you get to a point where like, okay, this friendship, it's not working for me. I don't have infinite amount of time and patience at this point. I want to be a good friend, but I also want to look for friendships that kind of click easier. The like-mindedness is so important. And so I think it's just a matter of making opportunities for that. And I think it's one of the main, you know, it's in our mission statement of connecting women in this age group. And so I really do, you know, maybe after we come out of the whole COVID thing, maybe I can revive that dream of having local groups where people can actually gather in person and they can find their tribe in their own town.
Mm-hmm. I love that whole thing. Colleen always says friends come in your life for a reason, a season
or a lifetime.
Or a lifetime, yeah. So,
I'd like to take credit, but it's not.
You didn't say that. I heard it first from Colleen.
Yes, she heard it from me. I'd like to take credit. I don't actually know the original person who thought that up, but it's always stuck in my mind because I think it's a very true
It is. It's a great one. So whoever said that.
Yes, we thank you. And also, you know, like you said, relationships and community. We've read several authors who've written books on aging that is a very important part of your life, that having these relationships and friendships and community is so important, as well as they say never retire. Well, that doesn't mean not retire from your paying job, but just never stop doing things, never stop being involved. And I think that would be fantastic to have Next Tribe little groups in different cities across the country. That I think that's a great thing because a lot of people hit our demographic. They may have had a spouse that died. They may have gone through a divorce. People move, you know, things happen and you move. Colleen and I both were transplants 5 years ago or 6 years ago where we live now. And, you know, we just happened to be in the same demographic, kids about the same age, and luckily found each other because that was a big fear of mine.
Right.
I'm moving. I'm not working anymore. My kids are out of school. I don't know how I'm going to meet people.
Right. And it is supposedly, I mean, much harder to meet people at this because of all those reasons. If you're not, you know, if you move to a new town. But the other thing we have to try to build that the community is we have a Next Tribe membership, and it's $39 a year. Members first access to events and trips. When we do these workshops where for TV pitch workshop or book pitch workshop, we gave members first preference. So when we went through all, like for the TV pitch workshop, we had 90 something or applications. I put the members in one pile and the non-members in another. And it didn't mean I didn't look at the non-members, but the first ones I looked at were members. And they got the first preference, go around, but also discounts on our trips. Like, it's $39 a year, but on our trips you get a $100 discount for being a member. And our events that we did a huge live virtual event series. Our Out Loud events are our signature events where we do these big things in different cities, and it involves really accomplished women talking about what's possible at this age. And so, and they're very successful. They're high energy. I say they're like part women's empowerment, part party, and part revival. You know, it's just a really, I like to have music. I like to have it. The speakers are very short. It's like 10 minutes at a time. And, but I did it virtually. We had virtual vendor booths. We had music to start. We had,
I was virtually there.
That's right. I forgot that you were there. And then we had the dancing.
Loved it.
That was a virtual facsimile of our live events, which is to bring people together and to just build them up. Like, it's all, things are possible for this age, and don't buy into the culture's message that we're done, or, you know, that.
Right.
So, and so I can't wait to get to do those in person again. Mm-hmm. Have some real dancing.
Yes.
You definitely tried to keep it as connected to everybody as possible. You did a great job. I enjoyed it. So yeah. I would look forward to actually going to one in person.
Yes, yes. And who knows, where I might have one in your neighborhood at some point.
You know what? We will help you host. Be out there asking questions, because that's what we do. We love to ask the questions. Yes. Speaking of asking questions, if our listeners want to get in touch with you or want to check out Next Tribe, what is the easiest way to do that?
Just nexttribe.com. And, you know, you'll come to the homepage with all, you know, the latest articles. And then you'll see we have a whole little blue tag at the very top. It says virtual events. And then you'll see ads for like our short story contest on the side. And then we're going to have, I'm putting up an ad for all of our trips, or we actually have a travel menu item that you can click on and to see all the trips coming up. And we're going to add more, because we've done a trip to Charleston, and I'm going to do another one of those in 2022 in the spring. So we'll do that. And I'll be adding trips. And one of the things that we do, your listeners might want to hear this, is I like to, for these trips to be, I call it locally sourced travel, because we have members all over the country. So if a woman, you know, lives in a town and wants to suggest some things that could be done in her city, then we actually just plan a trip there. We pay her to organize, because I'll come through and do all the crazy, you know, hotels and stuff, but to help organize the trip, we pay women to do that. And that means one of the things I like to do on these trips is get women into the homes, into the lives of locals. So we'll go have a lunch with a local author in a beautiful house in Charleston on the Intercoastal Waterway. And you go behind the tourist facade. It's not just, obviously you do a lot of the tourist stuff, but you want to get deeper. You want to know what it's like to live there, what women like us do when they're there, you know, as locals. So that's my way to kind of build more, make these trips more about connection.
Thank you so much, Jeannie, for coming on. We appreciate it. We're going to make sure that all the links are in the show notes so that people can check out Next Tribe. They can check out your upcoming trips. Cause like I said, I think everyone is just itching to get out into the world a little bit and connect and get over that feeling of isolation. So thank you for coming up with some great ideas. That's awesome. And we hope to speak with you again soon. So thank you for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me. I love what you're doing. You're doing a different, we're all on the same path, I think, and you're in a different medium. Mm-hmm. And it takes all of us to help.
Well, thank you so much, Jeannie, for being on the show. I mean, these trips, This community sounds so amazing. And like Colleen and I said, we just miss travel so much. And the Next Tribe magazine is really great. You really need to go on their website, NEXTTRIBE. It has two T's in the middle of it.
There is a membership, but the magazine itself is free. Like you can see the articles. Yes.
Yes, there are some great articles, tons of articles. And, you know, I love how it's organized at the top with the different categories that you can find. So check out
the events page. Because you might be going on a little trip to Santa Fe or Charleston.
If you get that membership, you'll get a discount. That is just great. So I really encourage you to check it out.
We love when people subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. All positive, please. So if you enjoyed the show, we would love it if you took a minute out just to review and give a positive rating, because that means more women in our demographic get to listen to this. And that's really what we're shooting for, getting the word out that midlife is taking on a new perspective and it's time to start seeing and being heard and start being seen and heard.
Well, seen and heard and see, you know.
We like to be able to see. Yeah, that would be helpful. I think
it's not required.
The little bottles are getting smaller in their direction.
Oh, they are. It's not us. We're not getting smaller.
Our eyes are not having a problem.
It's not us.
Darn bottles.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
So guys, have a great week. We will talk to you on the next episode of Hot Flashes and Cool Topics podcast. Bye.
Bye.